Bridgeport announced the opening of a bus patrol state headquarters building in the Park City. So I wanted to talk about the growth of this program, not just in Bridgeport, but across the state, because let's go down memory lane for a quick second. OK, so bus patrol, I'll check the date on this one, has not even been around for a decade. OK, almost a decade, though. And Bridgeport adopted its measures in 2023. If my math serves me correctly, I think it's coming up on its 3-year anniversary. Since then, not only has Bridgeport seen success with this program, but also other towns and cities across Connecticut have jumped on board, no pun intended. So I wanted to talk about the growth of this, but also to the point that there needed to be a headquarters building for the state become a reality right here in Bridgeport. So joining me to talk more about this is Justin Myers, who is the president and chief innovation officer at Bus Patrol. Hey, Justin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Melissa. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. So correct me on the dates. I don't know if I have that right. Did you guys start Bus Patrol in general in 2017?
So Bus Patrol launched in 2017. You were spot on with your dates. It's really born. We're a mission driven organization. Our mission is to protect kids on their commutes to and from school. And unfortunately, in 2017, there was a really tragic event in Rochester, Indiana, where 4 children were struck, 3 were killed, all siblings. And the NTSB came out, did a study on that event, and made a number of recommendations, one of which that every community in the country should adopt an automated enforcement program to help protect kids when they're getting on and off the school bus.
Wow. And so how did you get connected to Bridgeport, Connecticut?
Yeah, so Bridgeport, so our goal is to eliminate the illegal passes of school buses in the United States. So our hope is to help support and partner with every community in the U.S. Right now, we're on about 50,000 school buses across 34 states. It's about 10% of the nation's fleet. And Bridgeport really raised their hands about 3 years ago. So it takes state law. So the state has to pass a law to authorize the use of automated enforcement on a school bus. And Bridgeport, kind of looking to the neighbors in New York and Pennsylvania, Virginia, Maryland, Massachusetts, a number of other states in the region that have been doing this for many years now, Bridgeport raised their hand and said, we'd like to pilot. And so Bridgeport actually asked Bus Patrol to come in and install cameras on the school buses just as a pilot, not to do any enforcement, and to be able to measure the issue and count how many tickets there were. So they did a 6-month pilot on 75 buses, and we found 10,000 violations, or potential violations, I should say, over that 6-month period. And then Bridgeport actually used that data to help push the mission of child safety and the message of child safety at the state level. And we're really instrumental in helping to pass the state law in Connecticut back in 2023.
I don't know if Senator Gaston will like me saying this, but I do think it's one of his claim to fame. I do. Because when to me, I think, you know, when you exit being a lawmaker for your state, I think you have to look at what was a direct result of something that I pushed forward, and then it led to a major change. That has to be one of his claims to fame, Senator Gaston in Bridgeport, because that data, Justin, is almost ingrained in my brain for life. You know, that idea of over 6 months that there were potentially 10,000 instances where these cameras picked up on a problem that has been an issue for a long time, which is totally avoidable, which is people illegally passing school buses. It absolutely was enough where you had strong bipartisan support saying we could do better. And it wasn't mandated, but it was saying, hey, we have to allow this. And so since then, Justin, you probably have a better idea of this. How many other communities have gotten on board with Bus Patrol since Bridgeport took on this pilot program?
Yeah, absolutely. There's been great response across the state. And to your point, it does take real conviction from elected officials and law enforcement and community leaders that say, you know, in one voice, we're not going to stand for this type of behavior on our roadways, around our children in our community. And I'm really proud of the fact that across the state of Connecticut, I think there's a real recognition in almost every community we've spoken to that this is something that is everyone's responsibility, and communities are stepping forward. So right now, Bus Patrol's partnered with 8 different communities across Connecticut and counting, which includes Bridgeport, of course, Stratford, Shelton, Danbury, New Haven, North Haven. Newtown is actually kicking off tomorrow, and Vernon is the buses are being installed now and will be kicking off for back to school.
Wow. That's exciting. Congrats, Newtown. Yeah. I didn't know that. Look at you.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly.
I am curious, though, Justin, are there any misconceptions with Bus Patrol? Because I am kind of surprised, not to say that I'm not happy. I am very happy to hear that more and more communities are getting on board with this. But my understanding is that once you invest in Bus Patrol, you kind of make that back tenfold, right? Like there's really no losing here economically, right? I just so that people know, because I'm surprised more and more municipalities don't jump on board with this.
Yeah, look, you're absolutely right. The way that we view it is that automated enforcement and really any public safety initiative is a community-led decision, right? That no organization can come into your hometown and tell you or your mayor or your police commissioner how they should administer public safety in that community. So it really has to be a community-led discussion and ultimately a community decision. But to your point, the Bus Patrol program is designed to kind of appreciate where we are as a country and the construct of our governments right now. Every local government is in a permanent state of fiscal scarcity. No government has, no school district, no town has millions and millions of dollars.
Just money to spend.
Money
yep.
Just
yeah.
to spend, right? And so we've designed the program to ensure that there is essentially hold harmless. So we have hold harmless clauses in all of our programs. And what it states is that if the program doesn't generate enough revenue itself to pay for all the technology, all the processing, all the police time, all the entire program from start to finish, if it's not covered by the violation fines, then Bus Patrol covers the cost. And so we're really proud of this fact. We're partnered with over 400 school districts, 650 police departments. We're on nearly 50,000 school buses nationwide, and not a single penny of taxpayer dollars have ever gone to this program. So I always like to say, if you illegally pass a school bus and endanger the life of a child, then you should pay for the technology that protects kids. If you don't illegally pass a school bus and you don't endanger a child, you shouldn't pay. And if nobody illegally passes a school bus, nobody should pay. And so that's really how the program works. It's a public-private partnership. We make the capital investment and carry the cost of running the program. The violation fines come in, creates a revenue stream for the local community to reinvest into education and public safety. And then out of the portion of the fines, Bus Patrol collects the dollars that it needs to pay for the technology and run the program.
We're chatting with Justin Myers, who is the president and chief innovation officer at Bus Patrol, in a pretty big announcement, at least it caught my eye, that a state headquarters building for Bus Patrol is now opening up in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Now, before we get to that and what's really going on in that building, and I think, again, that this is a reality, I did want to kind of just really quickly, Justin, I'm sure you have a little bit of a snapshot of what's going on here in Connecticut. We also passed a law, ironically enough, in 2023, I'm almost positive, which was the Vision Zero bill, now law.
Yep.
And again, not mandated, but it did allow municipalities to make decisions about using red light cameras and speed enforcement cameras. There are 15 communities right now who have these cameras in place. Some of them are kind of going back to the drawing board and kind of fixing things up. But my point of bringing this up is one of the biggest concerns for people in these towns and cities is that this is a money grab. You're just trying to make a bunch of money. And sure. To your point, you know, Bus Patrol has not had to, you know, so you can, hold up your end of the bargain, which is, hey, this is not going to come out of your taxes. Like if you're passing the bus illegally, you should pay for it. Fine. Have you found that there are gaps, though, where you've needed to either fix the technology or my understanding when I was talking to Shelton, I want to say earlier in the school year, because they just rolled it out this past year, they had said that they actually have almost like a committee. I think it's 2 or 3 people who will review every single ticket issued and it, just to make sure, like, hey, that was justified. Hey, that one was not so justified. Have you found that there are kinks that need to be worked out? You know, what do you say to the people who feel like it's just a money grab?
Yeah, for sure. So the first thing I'll kind of clarify is the way the system works is Bus Patrol does not actually issue any violations. So as I mentioned before, we're partnered with 650 police departments across the country. What Bus Patrol's technology actually does is collects an evidence package. So when the school, when the car illegally passes the school bus, we have an AI that watches the cameras, detects an event, cuts a relevant, cuts a 30-second video package from all the relevant angles and uploads that to a cloud, up to the cloud. Two humans at Bus Patrol review it, make sure it meets the letter of the law and the local enforcement discretionary policies, and then that evidence package gets sent to the local government. And then the local government or law enforcement agency reviews those violations, and they alone have the enforcement power. So they click yes or no on the violation. If I had been there, I would enforce the law. Yes. Then it comes back to Bus Patrol, and we do all the administrative work on the back end sending out the violation. So just to be clear, Bus Patrol doesn't issue the violations. Now, to the point on the question around is this a money grant? Well, I would say look at the data, right? The reality is that the roadway is a really, really dangerous place for any of us. It's actually, for the average person, the most dangerous thing you do in a day is walk by or drive down the roadway. Mm. You know, we talk a lot about violent crime in this country. We talk about guns. Guns kill 48,000 people a year in this country. It's a really important issue. But cars kill 46,000 people a year, and it doesn't get the same type of focus. Now, if you look at the data around automated enforcement, the reality is that it does work. In just down 95 in New York City, they run one of the largest red light and speed camera programs. I think it's the largest in the United States.
Wow.
We don't do red light camera programs at Bus Patrol, but other automated enforcement companies do. And the data shows that when they're installed and ubiquitously deployed across a community, you actually see reductions by as much as 90% in violation data over the years. So you're actually changing driver behavior. And that's why the Bus Patrol program works so well, is that when we deploy on every single school bus in a community, and we really believe in full fleet deployment, we actually don't have any programs where we cherry pick buses. We want to ensure that every child in the community is protected at every stop, every time. And so we put cameras on every single bus. And then we're really loud about it, right? We do press conferences. We do these radio interviews. We're engaged in the community doing education, trying to let folks know, listen, the buses give tickets. And if you don't want to get a ticket, all you have to do is slow down and stop for a kid, which you're legally required to do, right? Mm-hmm. But when we ubiquitously deploy and we marry that with an education campaign into a community, what we see is significant drop. So in Bridgeport, we saw a 20% reduction in the first year that the program was operational, so 20% fewer times that a child was put in danger on the roadway in just the first year. And the reason that it works is that one, education really important, right? Educating drivers and students on how to protect themselves on the roadway. But then two, across, as I mentioned before, we're on 50,000 school buses. We assist law enforcement and local governments in issuing millions of violations across the country every year. And across nearly a decade of doing that, we see that on every bus across the country, 92% of the time that someone receives a violation, they never commit the violation again. So there's only an 8% recidivism rate on this type of violation when you enforce the law. And so over time, fewer and fewer and fewer and fewer drivers are committing this act because of that enforcement.
Mm.
And so my answer to anyone who says this is a money grab is no problem. Don't pass a school bus and you won't have to pay any money. Right. Like at the end of the day, if you're violating
follow the law and you won't have to pay for the ticket.
Exactly.
I got you.
Exactly
no,
right.
I got you, Justin.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Now, you know, with the only because I know I'm up against the clock and that's totally my fault.
Yeah.
But I'm always fascinated by honestly all of this. And I want to give all sides of the story here. My understanding is this headquarters in Bridgeport, not only is this the first one for the state of Connecticut, but is this the company's first New England location?
It is, yeah. We're really proud of it.
We've
had locations in physical locations in Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New York, but this is our first New England and first headquarters in Kentucky. We're really proud of it. Right downtown Bridgeport. We really believe that it's important if you're going to kind of come into a community and raise your hand and ask for the awesome responsibility of protecting children in that community, you really need to invest in the community, be part of the community. And that goes above and beyond just the enforcement side of it. You need to invest in public safety and community investment generally. And so we've opened our headquarters in downtown Bridgeport. We've hired 27 people in the region, creating jobs and economic development. And then we also partner with great community groups like the Boys and Girls Club, to invest in local programming for kids, and make sure that we're being really great community partners in all the communities that we serve.
That's amazing. Justin, only because I've run out of time, I would love a tour. Could I come to the headquarters and meet up with you?
Of course.
I would love that. And then I can kind of report back to my listeners.
We should go down and get on a bus, too, and check out the tech.
Let's do it. Let's do a bus ride. Awesome. Let's do all the things. Let's do it, Justin. I would really love that. I appreciate you and Bus Patrol for being, honestly, so open on this show in particular. Anytime I call out, you guys always make the time to come on, especially since Bridgeport brought you guys on board in 2023. So I want to thank you and your entire team. And I look forward to meeting you at your brand new headquarters right here in Bridgeport. Thank you so much, Justin.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for having us, Melissa. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks. You too. I'll have my people call your people. We'll get something on the calendar. I look forward to it. Justin Myers, again, President and Chief Innovation Officer at Bus Patrol. And Bus Patrol opening not only its first location in Connecticut, but in New England, right here in Bridgeport. I will follow up, let you know how we do with that. I'm going to go there, check it out, see everything, and I'll bring it back to you right here on WICC.